Kelly Gallagher, who's visually impaired and a skier. And she's on the phone from Bangor in Northern Ireland right now. Hello, Kelly.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, you won two silvers and a bronze in the recent Alpine World Championships in La Molina in Spain, didn't you? Is that right?
Yeah, so... we won two silvers and two bronzes. So we won four medals. It was brilliant.
Now, I have to be honest with you, because I'm visually impaired as well, and I do have some skiing friends, and they've been pestering me for the best part of a decade to go skiing. And I say, well, obviously, no, I can't, because I'm visually impaired. That would be ludicrous. And people like you, frankly, are breaking my excuse. I can't use it anymore when there's people like you who are visually impaired and are doing amazingly well. So just tell me, because it just sounds ridiculous, how can you do it without it being exceptionally dangerous?
Well, I guess skiing has a little element of danger anyway, whether you're visually impaired or not visually impaired. Mm. But the balance of skiing and the rush that you get, you know, and how much fun it is, just overrides any type of nerves that you would have, you know, like being nervous about or apprehensive about skiing. I just love it so much.
Do you have a guide who comes down the slopes with you, or is it all sort of radio-directed? By radio mic, or how does it work?
Yeah, so I ski with a girl called Charlotte Evans, and we ski and train full time. She skis in front of me, and she wears a luminous orange bib, which is really fashionable. but basically, she wears that, and then with the eyesight that I do have, I can kind of, you know, focus on that, and that's all I have to focus on. Charlotte takes all the safety into account, and she basically picks away down the mountain so that we're not, you know, crashing into obstacles or skiing it too close to anybody. So it's a lot of responsibility that Charlotte takes, but
so it's literally follow the bib, and you'll avoid the main sort of dangers of the ski slope.
And if you win
we
the
also
medal.
Wear Bluetooth radio communication, so we're in contact the whole time. So the way I'm speaking to you now is the way I can speak to Charlotte. Obviously, I'm a little bit more exerted when I'm skiing, but it's great. She can tell me when the bumps are coming, when maybe it gets steeper, if it gets icy, if there's a roller coming, you know, which is a change in terrain. And just generally we talk about other people. She's like, oh, do you like that jacket? I'm like, yeah, it's pretty good.
This is curious that Northern Ireland obviously isn't overburdened with huge snowy mountains. So where do you go to train?
Well, basically we spend quite a lot of time from about November, December through to March and April out in the snow in Austria. Austria is a really good place for training, and it's quite easy to get to from London, I guess. We spend, you know, like all that time there training full time, 6 days a week, and it's a little bit of a disadvantage, I guess, compared to the Austrians themselves or the French team or the German team, that we can't just drive to the slopes at the weekend.
Yeah.
You know, but I guess we try and make the best of it when we are home. We train in the Sports Institute here in Northern Ireland and try and get our strength and conditioning and our physiotherapy and all that kind of thing, try and get the advantage that way.
And just one thing I'm also curious about is, has there been a sort of London 2012-esque sort of bounce in interest in the sport? Have you noticed this happening, you know, as we get a little closer to Sochi?
Yeah, I think definitely even just the media interest. I mean, this time in 2009, I definitely wouldn't have been interviewed by the BBC or anything like that. So it's been really exciting, but... It's exciting to see people who are just interested in sport now. So people want to go on holiday, or their friends are saying to them, their able-bodied friends are saying, hey, come on holiday with us, let's go skiing. And that is getting more interest, and people are more inspired and feel more able to be able to say, like, okay, well, I'm not sure how I can do it, but let's find a way to get around it, and there must be somebody out there who's done it before, or I can find a way around doing this. So definitely that's been a legacy from the Paralympic Games in London, but I want it more. I want it that everybody knows that anybody can try skiing, and that there's always a way, you know, around it, so that everyone can enjoy a skiing holiday or compete if they want to compete.